8:52 on Maryland's Morning News. July is a great month for a couple of reasons. It's summertime. It's my birthday month. And it's also National Ice Cream Month. Who would have known? Jacob Young, our producer, found out that it was National Ice Cream Month. And By the Scoop Ice Cream Shop has come in from Middle River. They make homemade ice cream. Kelsey and Aaron are here. Good morning. Good to have you guys here. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Now, you brought some treats for us, right? We've got some ice cream coming up here. Lowell Melzer is in the studio as well. What kind of special goodies do you have in your ice? Because, I mean, anybody can make, like, vanilla ice cream, right? Anybody can make chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. We like to do a lot of specialty flavors. We have burger cookie. We do...
Burger cookie ice cream.
Yeah.
Is it just like chunks of burger cooking in
it? It is, with fudge swirls. It's really good.
Good. What else you got?
We do a maple bacon.
Maple bacon?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
All right. Now, here, this is the... And I'm glad Lowell's here for this one. The maple... What is this, Jacob, that you
burger
just put...
Cookie.
This is the burger cookie? All right. This is a burger cookie.
Can I have samples, too,
yes,
please?
Yes, you're coming your way.
Please.
Here's my thing with maple bacon and bacon in general. I love bacon, but I feel like if you're going to eat bacon on something that isn't... just eating bacon, it has to be crunchy. Now, is there a special way you cook the bacon? It has to be crispy, right? You can't have chewy bacon. You like chewy bacon on ice cream?
Well, no, yeah, it's got to be crisp.
What do you have in your mouth right now?
This is the Krabby Pretzel.
Krabby Pretzel?
What do you have in your mouth right now?
Is that good?
This is quite good.
Would you say it wasn't good?
No, I think's great with a lot of the flavors, and I think this is where you get with the bacon,
the
too.
Cookie. Oh, burger cookie's good.
They're going for, like, the sweet and salty thing now, which is very in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is delicious, by the way.
All right, here is the maple bacon.
And I'm going to try that, too.
All right, the maple bacon.
It tastes like breakfast.
It does.
Yeah.
It tastes like a waffle, almost, or pancakes or something like that.
It's really good on our homemade waffles. We have, like, hot waffles.
Oh, hold on a second.
It's like breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You make waffles there, too?
We do.
So it's a breakfast place and it's an ice cream shop?
No, it's like a dessert waffle.
A dessert waffle. Mm-hmm. So you get a waffle with the maple bacon ice cream on top.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. Mm.
That's one of my mom's favorite things.
No,
this is good.
Is there any place you won't go when it comes to ice cream with, like, different flavors? I mean, would you do... say something that's really spicy. What's that stuff that's
in sriracha? Right,
sriracha. Thank you, Lowell. Mm-hmm. Would you do a sriracha or something like that on ice cream?
We haven't, but I mean, we don't have any boundaries.
You're right. See, this I'm your idea man, right?
Oh,
I'll
definitely
throw some things out there for you. No, what's the best selling ice cream that you guys have?
Well, number one would be vanilla, but like outside of
people come in and just want vanilla ice cream. You
people
go to an ice cream shop and just get vanilla ice cream.
People love vanilla.
Would you do that, Lowell?
No. The only time I ever get vanilla is if there's a lot of toppings to put on it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm getting a specialty flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
This is butter Oreo.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter Oreo.
Oh, this is really good. Now, where did you guys learn to make ice cream?
My dad has been making it since I was little, so he kind of passed it on to me. And we did some training in Florida at Ice Cream University. So
Ice Cream University?
Oh, yes.
No, you're lying.
Yes.
What takes place at Ice Cream University? What do they do?
You hands-on. You're learning how to make ice cream.
It's intense, huh?
You know, in the big batches.
Yeah.
We always did the small ones at home, so.
How big is your spot in Middle River? How big is your ice cream plant?
We are 2,000 square feet.
Oh, all right. Mm. That's pretty good. All right, now, you're having some specials on Sunday, right?
We are.
What are you doing?
From 12 to 3, we have buy one, get one free single scoop. And we are also giving away free ice cream for a year so they can come in, enter, and then we'll draw a name later that night.
Very good. By the Scoop Ice Cream Shop in Middle River. You can go by there Sunday. You know, by any day, right? You guys are open all the time?
Right.
And but Sunday's your day where it's 12 to 3, buy one scoop, get a scoop free.
Yes.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Delicious.
Fantastic. I still can't believe that people just go to an ice cream shop and order vanilla.
They do.
I mean, I love vanilla ice cream, but I mean, if you're going to go
vanilla is great in a hot fudge sundae. That's what people want.
Yeah, if you put toppings on, I can understand,
Yeah, you can't just go plain vanilla. Come on.
Yeah.
Man.